Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast. And I swear for God, I can't make it up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. I'd like to thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche, without it even being a cliche: without you, there's no me. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. And man, I don't even know, and I'm gonna be honest with y'all real quick, I really don't even know how to really truly address what I'm about to talk about, because there's a lot of emotion with it. I'm ready to talk about a person. I'm not going to call his name out of respect, because he is my cousin. So I'm just going to call him my cousin. So, my cousin. My cousin just recently come home from prison, and he was in the halfway house. So, you know, I was eager to talk to this guy. Y'all know what I'm on. You know, I'll give you the right information that you need, and I hope you take off. I don't care if the information that I give you put you in a better situation than me. I don't care about that. I gave you the information that you needed. I want to see you shine, do big things. But so, he get in the halfway house and he tells me, "I'm starving out here." My response to him was, "Who do you think you talking to, bro?" I say, "You act like you talking to a person that's never been where you at." I say, "I know what the halfway house is about. Bro, I did 7 years in the feds. And I did my time in the halfway house too. But not one moment did money become my main focus when I was in the halfway house. See, the difference between him and I was happy to be free. And let alone, he didn't even do the amount of time that I did. And he talking about starving. I mean, I'm starving in here. I'm starving out here. I knew right then. Started selling weed in the halfway house. Like, bro, why are you selling weed in the halfway house? Like, that's not how we doing it. Like, that move right there only let me know what he really wanted to do when he got out of the halfway house. So, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. After that conversation, I didn't talk to him again until, because, you know, when you let me know where you at, I'm not dealing with you. You know, I'm not in the streets. I don't have no interest in even being around you, cousin or not, you coming home or not, because we on two different wavelengths. Like, I'm all the way over here and you all the way over there. And you have no hope. So, y'all know, again, this is what I tell him. I say, "Cuz, listen. I say, you just coming home. I say, I know you might don't understand too much about credit, but, you know, you probably don't have any. And the best thing that you could do right now is start you a secure loan. It don't matter if you can come up with $200, $300. Just borrow against your own money and start your credit line." So, and then I told him, I said, "After you do that, I got you. I'm going to throw you on a joint. That means a trade line. And then I'm going to go ahead and put you on skates and really put you in a place that you've never been in before a day in your life. And I'm going to show you the power and the things that you can really do if you just do things the right way. Excuse me. I might as well have been talking out of my ass. Talking to myself. Seriously. Because this is what he told me. Now, I told him all of this in the halfway house before I found out he was selling weed and it was all about money. But when I found out it was all about money, I made a conscious decision not to really deal with my own cousin like that because, again, can't let you put me in harm's way. I got a son out here to, you know what I mean, to worry about. I can't worry about the decisions you out here making. I'm raising my son. My son's mother done passed away. So my son, you know, I'm all he got. So I can't be on no bullshit with you. That's my mind frame. So he tell, this is what he say to me though. And I never forgot it. And this is when I seen him for the first time since our last conversation. He told me he didn't do it my way. And to this day, I still don't know what my way meant or what it even means. But I haven't been back to prison since I've been out of prison. You know, I told myself I was one and done, and I meant that. You know, I didn't leave anything in there. I don't miss nothing. I don't want nothing in there. I like my freedom. I love the luxury of being able to wake up and go to my refrigerator. I love the luxury of being able to go use the bathroom. I love the luxury of being able just to go take a shower in peace and comfort. You know what I mean? You know, I don't take those things for granted. And those are the little things that I cherish every day, all day, because I know how it feels to use the restroom in the way you got to use it. I know how it feels to take a shower in the manner the way you got to take it. I know. So let me get back to my cousin. Get caught DUI. Just got found guilty of the DUI. Maybe 4 or 5 days ago. So when I went back and looked them up, I said, okay, I put them on the clock. I said, now I'm going to see how long it takes. What you do inside of this year going to tell me a lot about you, about your character, about what you're trying to do, about where you're trying to go. Because you're in trouble now. Your license has been suspended for a year. You got to do ASAP. Things going to be a little difficult, but I'm trying to see how you going to navigate this storm that you created for yourself. So come to find out, today, I hear he locked up. So I go, you know, do my research, and I'll be damned. He locked up. And I just put his ass on the clock today. That's crazy. I didn't want him to get locked up. But I don't think these dudes understand that you got to grow up in prison, man. You got to accept the reason why you're there. And you got to become a man while you're in there. See, because a lot of us get locked up as boys. So true. And a lot of us come out boys. So true. I'm a definition of a boy that got locked up, but I promise you, I came out a man. Because I accepted the consequences of my action. I didn't blame the world or kept on blaming everybody else for why am I here? No. I owned it. I faced the person that I needed to face, and it was me. I looked right in that mirror and I told that person, It's your fault why you here. No one else. And I was 21 at that time. And I've been, this is the God honest truth. In everything that I have done since that day, since that morning, actually, I have been aware of my actions. And I hold myself, right or wrong, accountable for them. And if I am wrong, I know how to say, I apologize. I'm sorry. A lot of people not there yet. I am, though. I'm not here to hurt you. I'm only here to help you, uplift you. Not here to tear you down. Here to help you lay a foundation so we can take off. When you take off, I take off. And I don't want nothing back. I don't want anything back. I just want you to have success and be successful. That's all I ever wanted. For him, for you who's listening, that's all I want. I don't want to see you down. I want to see you up. I promise you. You don't hear me up here asking for money. Do I need money? Of course. I need people to go listen to me on Spotify, but I can't make people go listen to me on Spotify. So I take it the way that it comes. And the people that do go to Spotify, thank you. And the people that are listening from other apps, thank you. I appreciate you more than what you know. And I love you all. And on that note, I took up too much of your time. I gotta go. You already know. And I'm out.